Morning anthem for today. On that note, morning, Dr. Williams, how art thou?
Good morning, Grant, and good morning, Sohail, and the listeners.
Gaan dit goed volgend?
Dit gaan goed. Ek moet amper stop, anders gaan dit te goed.
Anyways, okay, so as ons weekliks 'n gesprek, ons check-in met Dr. Williams, and the month of June is Men's Mental Health Month. That's how it's themed this month.
Yes.
And it's very important. People don't really realize the importance of mental health in general.
In general, and then specifically, I'm quite honored to say that we are focusing on men and boys.
So, Doc, I think what we should do is let's just start. And my first question would be, because it's June, and it's Men's Mental Health Month. Why do you think it's important to talk about men's mental health?
So, like we said, it's important to speak about mental health, but especially men's mental health deserves attention, because many men struggle, we know that, in silence, and for a long time. Mm-hmm. So society often teaches boys and men to be strong, not to show emotions, and to solve problems on their own. How can you solve problems if you are not equipped to solve problems?
Okay.
As a result, many men delay seeking help when they are struggling emotionally. And unfortunately, men are more likely to die by suicide, as we often have mentioned on the program. Mm-hmm. They often engage in very risky behaviors and develop substance use problems before receiving treatment. And talking openly about mental health helps reduce the stigma and encourages men to seek support much earlier. And hopefully, we can focus on preventing that men can become seriously ill by a mental disorder.
And people don't realize it, it's important to talk.
It's important to talk. We tend to avoid. We tend to, soos hulle sê, kruip in my doppen. Mostly people around you will actually notice that. So it's men doing that, and you can see there's a change in behavior. And I always say that in mental health, you can't do it alone. You need each other. In life, you need each other.
But in general, from your perspective, Doctor, being or working with us on a regular basis, now the reality is, like you've mentioned, most men don't talk about feelings.
No.
Now, is there another kind of a solution? How do you get rid of those emotions, or how do you work through it? Except now for going to
therapy,
those kind of things.
And being diagnosed. Well, if you have a supportive system, I think reaching out and checking in with, if you have a partner or best friend, and just reach out. And not to judge yourself in what you are going to say, but just talk. And hopefully you will have someone that will listen and will know you well to realize that something is wrong, and actually to reflect back to you that, don't you think you need help? Because what I'm hearing is not your usual self. And you've noticed that the behavior has changed. So sometimes men won't even know that there is something wrong. All they know is, they're not themselves. And emotions, it's a subject on its own. We can even talk about that, how to deal with emotions. And you are not, unfortunately, growing up and having male role models that didn't talk about their own emotions. You've mirrored what they are doing. So you grow up with the idea of, you don't talk about it because no one spoke about it. And I think there is where we should start, is by encouraging our boys at a very early age to be aware that it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to be frustrated, it's okay to be disappointed, because there's so many emotions. It's not just happy and sad.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. So Dr. Williams is with us this morning, people. Dr. Hanele Williams, our weekly check-in and conversation about mental health in general. Doc, some of those common mental health conditions that's particularly affecting men. Can you maybe mention those conditions?
Most definitely. What we see often is a depression, but sometimes it's masked by substance abuse.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to know that sometimes when you have reached a point in your life where you have now started medicating by using any substances, and that is mostly alcohol.
And that is because of you, because you want to get rid of this.
There's an underlying problem. So we call it in psychiatry dual diagnosis, meaning there's two problems in the same body. So a lot of men will use substances to numb the pain, to not feel, and to cope. But when you probe and when you get a history, you will find that there's underlying depression, and that is the most common condition that we see. There's anxiety disorders. There is just plain burnout and a lot of stress-related disorders. Because we know that our men are struggling financially. They feel very responsible to maintain the household financially, to be there for others and support others. So a lot of stress-related disorders and work-related stresses, if I can add to that. A lot of people, not just men, females, in the workplace, they really struggle.
Financial stress?
Financial stress is, I think, one of the common problems, I think, it's for everybody, not just for it's men. You can't keep up.
But in a situation where a lot of pressures on the father figure that's in the household situation, and this needs to be done, that needs to be paid, those kind of things, is that a contributor?
Yeah, that's definitely a contributor, and especially when you know you. Just when you think you're on top of things, something breaks. Just the cherry on the cake, you know? And then other common conditions that we do see is trauma, PTSD, because we do know that a lot of our youngsters, adolescents, boys, go through violence. They have witnessed violence. It's gangsterism. And there's abuse in the house, gender-based violence. So there's a lot of trauma also that we see. And then bipolar disorder, and then suicide-related thoughts and behaviors that we common see and common witness in males.
Okay. So a weekly check-in, Dr. Hanelie Williams with me in studio this morning. Doc, before I let you go, just this one, and I think we spoke about it, but let me pose this question to you. In your point of view, or from a medical perspective, why is it that men don't go out and reach out for help and seek assistance?
So a lot of men fear being judged. I think that is the common denominator for everybody.
Okay.
They don't want to be judged. People shouldn't know what they are going through. They don't want to appear weak. And they don't want to burden others. Even their partners, because they are supposed to
be the strong
They judge themselves. Let me start there. They judge themselves. So they're supposed to be strong for the household, for their partners, for their children. Some have never learned how to express emotions, and that could be part of the reason why they don't seek help, because for them it's normal, actually, and it's not. Others believe they should simply just push through. So when they do speak to someone, they would just say, you know, fast bait net fast, that gaan beter raak. But they are really going through difficult times. And the reality is that asking for help is not weakness. It's a strength, actually. To be vulnerable is actually showing your strength.
Okay.
And early intervention often leads to better outcomes, obviously, and prevents problems from becoming more severe. So we focus on primary prevention, and that is to prevent even a substance abuse happening, prevent depression. So let's intervene early. But then secondary prevention means, like, we've got a problem now. Let's do something about it. Let's get the interventions that is necessary, but because we do not want this to escalate in other comorbid conditions, because you can get physically, you can get ill, and obviously for us in psychiatry, we can get to a point where suicide becomes a reality.
Doctor, so much. Thank you so much for yet another insightful kind of a great conversation this morning. Not kind of, but a great conversation this morning. And pointing out some of those important pointers to look out for and why it is important. So guys, go out, ladies, make a point of spending time with the men in your life. And pay attention to their behavior and how they react and those kind of things. And then pour hulle aan om te gaan vir hulp, om met iemand te gaan gesels, because jy weet vir 'n feit, dame wat nou luister, jy is nie op jou vrou, op jou man se kop, né? En sommige kere onnodig, né? You don't have to admit it to anybody, just reach out and let your hubby go for a while and give him some sort of a break, those kind of things. It'll definitely help in a way.
Yeah, because just to mention, men may not always present with sadness. Instead, they may become very irritable and angry, and they will lash out and they will withdraw, or they will work excessively. And especially just notice increase of alcohol and substance use.
Righto, doctor, where and how can people get hold of you?
Well, I'm situated in number 14 Synagogue Street, close to the radio station. And then hours to make appointments are from 9 to 1. You can WhatsApp and you can call as well. And our number is 082-687-1783.
Okay. Doc, before I let you go, here's just one of our listeners with a voice note in. Morning, Zandre.
Hi, goeiemôre. Grant in Spanje. Dokter, hy slaat die spikker po op sy kop. Po op sy kop. Dis maar hoe ons mans is, jong. Maar anyway, a lekker dag, jong.
Okay. Doc, before I let you go, not to put him on the spot or anything, but just based on
just that
how he said it, what would you say?
I would be worried. I'm instantly you can call it the gut feeling, you can call it the Holy Spirit, you can call it what you want to call it, but I'm instantly worried that he might know someone or he may probably go through something himself.
The interview will be available as a podcast a bit later. Soil, will you sort that out, please, man? Because I think it's important that we also create some sort of an opportunity for listeners during this conversation. I know we don't have a lot of time to send in a question or to make a comment or to ask whatever, or just to in general, because it's important, and sometimes we walk around or anybody walks around without knowing that you need help. You know for a fact, listen here, things are not the way it used to be. I don't feel the same. I don't react the same. For you, it's just a maybe, it's all right, man, I'll get over it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's building up towards, in a few years from now, it could be a few months, depending on the person.
And it can take a long time.
So it could have been stopped now. People who should be hearing this is at work and most probably not listening to the radio at the moment. Says who? It could be. But then again, the question is, thank you for that comment, but the question is, for us also to position certain features during the show, as we need to make a decision based on stats, but then also in life in general, you won't be able to satisfy everybody at the same time, but also you won't get people at the same spot every time, because there's definitely not people that listens early in the morning. And there's people
that are in meetings at the moment,
and there's people that's listening only from now onwards, so that's the other kind of thing in terms of this, hence the reason there's podcasting.
And I do think that even if it's early in the morning doing this, at least we are doing it and someone is listening. If we can make a difference in one person's life, we have already done something.
But I told you several times before, I think, a few times before, you should have a show late in the evening. After 7, after 8 o'clock, say 6 after 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, when people are at home, and have at least an hour where you talk about stuff and allow people to call in, those kind of things. Because it's
like very informal and...
You need to constantly remind people of what they're supposed to do because they're not focusing.
You're struggling with
the
oil.
But
how you need awesome. Hou jy net asem en jy soef jou nervous system en dan gaat het weer aan.
Anyway, okay, doc, you go well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You must have a great week ahead. It's almost weekend.
Ja, net so. Mooi play.
Dankie.
Bye.
Mooi play. Bye.